Welcome to Side Hustle School and welcome to a brand new month. April 1st here. This is No Joke, episode 2282, going strong into a new month. Excited to bring you along with me. Thanks for being out there. Today, we're going to hear from a caller who is looking to dive into the world of technology and fashion. Her idea specifically is to start an AI-powered personal shopping and styling service. Man, don't you love how the times have changed? When I first started Side Hustle School, I'm not sure I even knew what AI was. Or if I did, it was one of those like super sci-fi kind of concepts. Never thought it would necessarily impact our world here. But of course, everybody's talking about AI these days. So Sarah is eager to get the ball rolling, but is also feeling a bit overwhelmed by the prospect of starting this business. So, you know, perfect target market for us here on the podcast, because I love helping people like Sarah turn their passion into successful ventures. If you're trying to start a side hustle for the first time, or take your idea, take your growing side hustle and to turn it into more of a small business, that's what we're all about here. So let's see if we can offer some advice to help Sarah and maybe you as well by proxy, at least somebody else out there, in this case, to make the personal shopping and styling service a success. So AI-powered personal shopping service, that's the idea for today. It's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. I've always been passionate about fashion, and I love helping my friends pick out outfits. I've been following the advancements in AI technology also, and I believe that AI-powered personal shopping and styling services have the potential to be a game changer in the fashion industry. As a consumer, I've tried some of these services, and I've been impressed with how well the AI technology can recommend outfits based on my personal style and preferences. I've been thinking about starting my own AI-powered personal shopping and styling service, but I'm not sure where to begin. I have a background in fashion, and I'm familiar with the fashion industry, but I've never started a business before. Can you share some tips on how to get started and make it a success? I would love to hear your thoughts and advice on this idea. Thank you.
Well, AI is certainly changing so many things these days. I actually think the most interesting uses of AI are going to be ideas like Sarah's. Not just all the stuff that you've probably seen about, you know, here's how college students are using ChatGPT for their essays, or, you know, here's how you can use AI to make cool art or write headlines, you know, when you're copywriting. Like all that stuff, I think, is like the low level use of AI. And like the really cool stuff is going to be like what Sarah is thinking of, and not just really cool, but also profitable, you know? So for this idea, as cool as it sounds, so now let's come back to earth a bit, because I do always going to go back to the yes and rule of improv, you know, where you're always like, okay, yes, but then what, right? Yes, and here's what comes next. And in the Side Hustle book, I think I had a whole chapter or two about like describing the process of writing out each step of the actual, you know, development cycle. So you've got a concept here, which is strong and interesting. Now let's get into the nitty gritty of it. And this is really where the success comes from. Not just having a cool idea, but like really understanding, here's how this idea is going to be developed. Here's who it's for. Here's how I'm going to execute it. Here's how people are going to pay for this. So there's a lot to be done here. You know, some questions you want to answer: is it a personalized service? Is it a mass market service? Those are very different approaches. Is it a subscription? Is it an app? You know, it could be various ways of charging for this, as well as different ways that people access the information. So again, very different ideas with different development cycles. I guess what I'm coming to is, like, as much fun as it would be to say, like, I've got this business, it's AI-powered styling and shopping, there's much more to be done to turn it into an actual business. And that's where the work is. So I would devote a lot of time to thinking about that and outlining it. And wherever you run into obstacles, study that particular question. You know, should I make this an app or not? Well, you can kind of go down, you know, a long process to figure that out. You know, should it be a subscription? Who is it for? And so on. So there's a lot of research that's going to have to take place here, but don't let that stop you, because I do think like the future is arriving soon at our doorstep, and the people who figure this out are going to be the winners. So I am a fan of Sarah's idea. It's just going to be a lot of work, but hopefully the hard work doesn't scare her off. And listeners, hope you're not scared off as well. If you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're thinking about, what you're working on, what's going well and what's not. We'll feature them each week, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you for being out there. Take care of yourself. This is not an AI-generated voice. It's really me. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.